Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, March 8th. Jaguars, they've been busy lately, right? Got some great news on Monday, Calvin Ridley being officially reinstated to the NFL, to the Jaguars roster. Huge news. Huge news for Trevor Lawrence, huge news for Doug Peterson, the rest of the Jaguars offense, the entire team. Huge news for Calvin Ridley personally. This is a guy who has dedicated his life to the game of football, made an unfortunate mistake a couple years ago, a silly mistake a couple years ago, and now he's finally got himself back to a position where he can get back out on the football field and just worry about football, come in, acclimate with his new teammates, and try to be a wide receiver one for the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is what he was prior to his suspension and prior to his mental health sabbatical, if you will. So excited for Calvin Ridley. Excited for Evan Engram and the Jaguars, right? He's back as well. But what does it mean having these two players back from a salary cap perspective? Well, it means the Jaguars right now, if you look over at overthecap.com, are over the salary cap. They had cleared up a good amount of space with moves, you know, restructuring Foye Oluokun, restructuring some other contracts on the roster, pushing some cap down the road. But after bringing Calvin, both of those contracts are about $11 million in 2023 cap hit. The Jaguars are now about $5 million in the red, according to overthecap.com. Now, they clearly have a path forward, and we're going to talk about what that path forward really is for the Jaguars in terms of clearing some salary cap space and getting their roster ready for the NFL draft, and then ready to attack, you know, spring, attack minicamp and OTAs, and then, of course, get into summer and get to the training camp and get ready for the 2023 season. So the Jaguars currently have 59 rostered players. That being said, there's still $5 million over the cap. What are they going to do immediately to alleviate that cap issue? It's the rumor we've all heard already. It's the report we've all heard already. The Jaguars are going to have to release Shaquille Griffin. They're going to save $13.1 million against the 2023 salary cap in doing so. And based on their current numbers, that would get them to $8 million in cap space. Well, rookie class is going to cost more than that. And you're going to want to be able to add a piece or two that can come in and help you win football games in free agency. You're not going to just be completely inactive in free agency from this point forward. So how are the Jaguars, beyond the Shaquille Griffin release that is expected, it's already been reported that it's going to happen, it just hasn't happened yet, that gets them to $8 million. They've still got their rookie class to sign, which is going to cost about $9 million. The fortunate thing is there's wiggle room with some of the contracts at the back end of the roster. So the Jaguars will be able to move on from some of those to make way for some of their rookie contracts, etc. But still, I think you want to have more than $8 million heading into the unrestricted free agency portion of the offseason, which begins in earnest next Monday, March 13th. At noon when legal tampering kicks off. And then you can officially sign players starting on next Wednesday, a week from today. But we'll know about all these contracts prior to the opening of the official opening of free agency on Wednesday. We'll know in between Monday and Wednesday a lot of the big contracts that are going to go down this offseason. That's just kind of the way the NFL does it these days. But again, Shaq Griffin, you release him, you now have $8 million in cap space What are you doing from that point forward? How are you clearing some more space so you can add some more talent to your roster? I think the Jaguars are definitely going to end up doing that. It's going to depend on how they end up creating some salary cap space. They've already eaten into Christian Kirk's cap hit, right? They've already eaten into Foye Luikin's cap hit for 2023. They've already eaten into Brandon Scherff's cap hit for 2023. Zay Jones as well. Roy Robertson-Harris, they extended to reduce his cap hit. So they've made a lot of moves already. Who else could the Jaguars look at potentially making a roster move and saving some money? Well, you start at the top of the salary cap table, right? You could look at Cam Robinson, who signed a deal with the team last offseason, but the question is going to come down to, do you want to kick the can down the road with this player again? And that's what the Jaguars did, again, with Scherff, with Foye Luikin, with Roy Robertson-Harris, with Zay Jones, with Christian Kirk. Do they want to do that with more players? I think they're going to have to. You look at the top of that cap table, Cam Robinson's cap hit in 2023 is $22 million. Could you reduce that number? Yes, you could. If you do that, though, you're going to lock yourself into having Cam Robinson in all likelihood for the next two seasons. Are the Jaguars happy to do that? They might be. They signed him last offseason, remember? I don't think we've forgotten about that. They showed that they value this player a lot less than a year ago. So I think there's a good possibility that the Jaguars go in that direction. You've also got Foley Fatukasi and Darius Williams, who are both under contract through 2024. If you wanted to kick the can down the road to 2024 with those guys, you could do that. You know, Foley is hitting at $12.745 million against the cap in 2023. I think you could easily cut that number in half, if not more. Darius Williams is $12.5 million against the cap in 2023. Again, you can definitely kick the can down the road on either of those guys if you want. There's also Rayshon Jenkins, who you can reduce his cap number. It's $10.5 million in 2023. If you want to reduce that down, you can do that. I don't think that they're going to make a mad sweep and push the can down the road for the cap space on all these rosters or all these contracts, right? But I think one or two probably is the direction the Jaguars are going to end up going in. You've also got Josh Allen, who's entering the final year of his rookie deal, that fifth-year option year. Could the Jaguars go ahead and extend him? If they decide to do that, they could certainly save plenty of cap space in 2023. You've also got, as I mentioned, Rayshon Jenkins. You've also got Jamal Agnew, who's entering the final year of his deal with the Jaguars. If the Jaguars extend him, they could certainly save some cap space on his contract. So there's a lot of machinations, a lot of different moves that the Jaguars can make to clear more cap space so they could potentially bring back an Arden Key or bring in another pass rusher who they value. Because I think when you look at this roster, you can't go into the draft with their current group of pass rushers, in my opinion. And you really don't want to go into the draft without a nickel at all. You want to have a third corner before you're going into the draft. Right now, the Jaguars' third corner, you talking about Buster Brown? You talking about Gregory Jr.? They don't have a third corner right now that inspires confidence. And now, could Gregory develop? Could Buster develop? Yes, they were draft picks in 2022. But right now, you don't feel great about where you are behind Tyson Campbell and Darius Williams at corner. So I think if the Jaguars were able to add a veteran corner and bring back a pass rusher like Arden Key, DeJuan Smoot's not going to be ready for the beginning of the season, it doesn't look like. So an Arden Key or someone else, and then another player who might have some experience playing some nickel for you, I think that would be huge for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the way they're going to get there, again, is releasing Shaquille Griffin, which will get them to $8 million in salary cap space, and then making another move or two, cap cutting move or two, with guys like, again, potentially Cam Robinson, Foley Fatukasi, Darius Williams, Rayshon Jenkins, Jamal Agnew, they can extend. There's a lot of different avenues that the Jaguars can take here to potentially create some more cap space for themselves. And I think they're going to. I do not think that they're going to go into free agency only having $8 million in cap space. And again, right now, they're negative five, but cutting Shaquille Griffin gets them to eight, which I would expect to happen in the coming days. But that's going to do it. Just wanted to quickly explain to y'all kind of where the Jaguars are at from a salary cap standpoint, how they can move forward, how they can clear space to, you know, bring in a pass rusher. Not a star pass rusher, but a guy who can be your third rusher behind Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. A guy who maybe has experience playing the nickel. So you don't go into the draft and completely have a void there behind Tyson Campbell and Darius Williams. So yeah, again, that'll do it. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval. Really appreciate y'all's support. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. You can check out jinjag.com, pick up some new Duval gear. Hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Thank y'all so much and have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.